Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings. Gary Wellings.
Well, good Sunday morning to everybody. Good to be here. I want to thank Theron and Linda for giving me this opportunity to be here. And what an opportunity it is. Early in the morning, I've already got my first upgrade from 7 to 8. You appreciate that, don't you, Derek?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, riding shotgun today with me, Derek Stone. Actually, you're kind of driving the bus, aren't you, Derek, as the producer?
Yeah, pretty much. Yep, that is my job.
In my case, the short bus. Yeah.
Right. That's right.
Well, we got a lot to get to today. I kind of wanted to use this inaugural broadcast of The Drift to tell you a little bit about myself. I'll keep it short. I am Gary Wellings, the aforementioned host and chief editor of thecurrentonline.com and Current newspaper out of Whitmore Lake. If you haven't seen The Current, you can get it at Current, C-O-U-R-A-N-T, online, all one word, .com. And it is a free newspaper, a small paper. We started back in 2003, I think. I took over as the chief editor in 2007. And as though it was called a tiny newspaper last year by AnnArbor.com, we are now up to 26,000 in circulation. So not tiny anymore, but we are continuing to grow. So if you're looking for a good common sense newspaper that's got a more conservative slant than your average newspaper, check out thecurrentonline.com. We do mail it for free. And if you're lucky enough to be in that area, you'll get it in your mail via the U.S. Post Office. So we're doing our part to help prop up the failing United States Postal Service. I'm here because the same reason that you see Theron here. It's a passion. We do what we do down here, not for the money, because honestly, there's no money in it. We do it because we care about our country, our state, and our community, and we want people to be informed. And dare I say, educate as well. You don't get a lot of the information you need from the mainstream liberal media, but you can certainly get it here at Wham! Talk 1600. Dr. Dave Janda, Jay McNally, Theron, all putting themselves on the line to do this. And it really is putting yourself out there because you expose yourself to criticism, so it's not the easiest thing to do. For me to jump from a newspaper to the radio like this is a little stressful, I may say. I was listening to Jay McNally tell me his story about his heart pounding out of his chest the first day he did his radio broadcast. And I won't say I'm that bad, but it is a little stressful. So bear with me as we get through this hour. I was on Jay McNally's American Dream yesterday, actually, and I didn't want to bring this up, but he kind of talked about the bridge crossing. And my lovely wife, Julia, often tells me, don't be the angry man. Well, I'm going to try not to be that angry man. But it irritates me when a state government that's having problems with a budget wants to spend billions of our taxpayer dollars on an international bridge crossing that we may not need for a few years to come. And you know, it makes it all the much worse when there is a private company that is willing to spend its own money to do that bridge crossing. That would be the Maroon Consortium that owns the Ambassador Bridge. All the statistics right now show that doing a bridge crossing is probably not the best thing. The business models don't warrant it because traffic is down with the economy being the way it is. But they are still willing to do it if the state wants it done. And what's nice about it is it wouldn't cost anything to the taxpayer if the Maroon Consortium does it. So my question to you is, if you feel that we should go the other way and have taxes pay for it, why don't you call in at 734-822-1600 and give me your views. I was hoping to have one of our state reps on, but it is early in the morning. I mean, I rolled out of bed in my robe and came down here. All right, so I'm not in my robe, but it's one of those things that makes you get up and get down here to do something. So if you can get on the radio and call me, it would be wonderful to have a little company this morning. One of the things you don't want to do in an economy like this is overreach. And a government that is looking to build a bridge with your tax dollars right now is certainly overreach. I'm sorry, Derek. I'm steining here for a minute. We have a number of items to talk about today besides the bridge. And one of them was something that my wife had actually brought up to me. And a lot of people don't know about it. And it is a new insurance regulation that the state is looking at. And it is looking to change the Michigan no-fault laws. So I'd like to take a few minutes, and we'll go through that with a little bit of information I have. Again, I was hoping to get some phone calls from our state reps, but they have not yet said they would get to me. What we have is HB, House Bill 4936, starting to be looked at in the House of Representatives, and it wants to limit medical coverage for no-fault insurance, which will mean if you are in an accident and you need service, medical help the rest of your life, you will be limited. And when your coverage runs out, you will have to fall back to Medicaid or Medicare, depending on your age. And what that will do is shove a lot of tax burden onto the state because our health costs are bad as it is. And it seems like, now I could be wrong, but it seems like this is the special interest groups of the insurance companies looking to find a way to get our new House and Senate to pass something that will help them as opposed to what is best for the state of Michigan and for the constituents here in the state of Michigan. And it seems to be moving rather fast. And let's face it, no-fault insurance, be it what it is, has worked fairly well in the state of Michigan for decades now. And do we really want to mess with something that has been working pretty well? There are much more important matters that we need to be looking at. Let me remind you that part of being here is homework for me and homework for you, and you should always be ready to call or email your state representatives, your state senators, or your congressmen if you need to. And that's something each of us should be able to do. You can go to GaryWellings.com, and I've got a list of all our representatives statewide and a couple of our federal congressmen who have emails and phone numbers that you can call. It doesn't take long to do that. Each and every one of us has an obligation not to just vote, but to let our feelings and our opinions known to our state and federal legislators. And that's the only way things are going to change. If you sit back and do nothing, you're as much to be at fault as anyone else. This is a republic. You have to make sure you do your part in order to make people aware of what's going on. And that's one of the reasons I'm here, doing a radio show, not the most comfortable thing in the world. But I'm here, I'm doing it, and it's the thing that makes me do the newspaper for The Current as well. I care, and it's something each and every one of us needs to step outside that box of comfortability and do something different to help. Informing people is, well, shall we say, a passion for me now. It didn't used to be. I kind of fell into this business by quite accident and have taken a love for it. I have no journalism degree, as you could tell. When the newspaper comes out every month, there's always a few mistakes in it, and I'll get one or two people who may call and complain about it. But for the most part, it's what we do. And it's a true community newspaper, but this insurance issue is something that you really need to stick with and be aware of. So pay attention, get online. You can always use the Google to look this information up. And again, it's reducing medical coverage, which will help insurance companies, but may not necessarily help you. So I'll touch more on that if I can pull some more information up here online. But needless to say, it's something you need to look at. what we've got going on today is a few more items that will keep us busy for the rest of the morning. I'm hoping to get a phone call from Downriver Darren from Jay McNally's show. So we're going to be wrapping up and taking a quick break here. And when we come back, we'll take some housekeeping that is due. And we'll be back in a few minutes.